Indigenous peoples and trauma. Workplaces are trying hard to be diverse, inclusive, respectful, and safe for everyone. Both employers and employees recognize that racialized people and members of equity-deserving groups experience challenges that significantly affect their lives. Unfortunately, Indigenous peoples experience discrimination such as microaggressions that surface in any number of daily routine interactions, including with coworkers. In many cases, empathy and understanding are overshadowed by stereotyping, myths, misinformation, cultural appropriation, and insensitivity. The reality is that Indigenous communities are dealing with higher rates of mental and social distress or trauma that can be traced back to abuses experienced by children who were forced to attend residential schools. It is helpful to have a fundamental understanding of Indigenous culture to realize how being disconnected from their communities left generations of Indigenous peoples unsupported. When children were taken from their communities and sent to residential schools, they lost their families, communities, language, culture, and traditions. They experienced violence, starvation, abuse, and neglect. Residential school survivors experienced a great deal of trauma, which impacted their relationships. The trauma led to a tremendous amount of pain, and they were not provided with any support to learn how to deal with the pain they had endured. This led to utilizing unhealthy coping strategies, such as substance use, self-harm, including suicidal ideation. And this also made them more prone to mental illness. Indigenous and non-Indigenous people have a shared responsibility to listen, learn, and heal to promote decolonization. Together, we need to understand how traumatic events can bring up unintended feelings, frustration, and anger. At the same time, we need to work towards appreciation, respect, and understanding. Perhaps most importantly, non-Indigenous people should not transfer the accountability for learning and sharing to an Indigenous person. Remember that it's not an Indigenous person's role to educate you.